Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brewbuilt X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brewbuilt Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brewbuilt line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brewbuilt X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brewbuilt conicals. You can trust Brewbuilt with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brewbuilt at morebeer.com.
Good day, everybody. Welcome to the session. I'm your host, Justin Crosley. Happy to be back in the studio. It's been a couple weeks, and we got a great show for you today. The boys from Movement Brewing Company out of Rancho Cordova are in studio with me. We're going to talk about their beer. We're going to drink their beer, and we're going to find out about this weird family dynamic they have. I'm still trying to figure out. We'll see if we can get to the bottom of that. We got all kinds of things in store for you. Thanks to our sponsor of this program, More Beer. You go to morebeer.com. They do everything for homebrewers and pro brewers. And as you know, they've been supporting this show since day zero. So we thank them for doing that. Go over to morebeer.com. Check them out. Or find them on YouTube. Watch their Free Beer Friday, where they're always giving away cool free shit. Just like Chris Graham does when he comes on this show. So please thank our sponsor, More Beer. And to start the show, I am drinking a Movement California Lager, which is a fine example of a light lager.
Yeah.
Flavorful light lager, I would give
California
it.
California Rice Lager.
California Rice Lager, is that what you guys call it?
Yeah.
All right, let me introduce the boys here and we'll get right to it. We've got the brothers... Right?
Brothers-in-law.
Brothers-in-law. Yeah. But you're all three brothers-in-law.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, technically. This is going to get weird.
Okay. It's so confusing. So
how much time do you have on this?
We got time.
You need it.
So first off, one of the founders, the co-owner, we have Nick Cavanaugh.
That's me.
Welcome,
yes,
Nick.
Yes, thank you. Excited to be here.
Really happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And then we have another brother-in-law and co-owner, Chris Shipley.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Getting this right. And then Tommy Hamilton is here. He's the head brewer. Also brother-in-law.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you hit everything perfectly.
Yeah, so far it's good.
So far we're then on the lineage. You're on point.
And then just in case I didn't say, it's Movement Brewing Company, folks. You can go to movementbrewingco.com and follow along. We're going to taste through their beers. You can look at the beers on there. There's a virtual tour of the brewery, which I thought was super cool.
Yeah.
I went and took the virtual tour. Awesome. Really nice space. So go there. All right, so before we get then to the history of the brewery, which we will do, let's figure out this family thing. So who's married to who? What happened?
I think I'm the common thread.
You're the common thread.
Yeah, you're the man in the middle. Yeah, I'm in the middle.
You're the man in the middle.
Okay. So explain that to me.
My wife
and
Chris's wife are sisters.
You guys married sisters?
We did.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Were you friends before?
Not at all.
Okay, you became friends.
I was married in.
Okay.
Basically.
So it's not like you guys grew up together dating sisters.
We're still not friends.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So
and
they're sisters. So you guys met after being married to the sisters.
I met him after I started dating my wife.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tommy married my sister.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's all not that weird. These things happen all the time. What's weird is that often that many brothers-in-law don't get along. Like, you don't all have... Usually, if there's that many brothers-in-law, like, two of them might go hang out at the holiday dinner.
Sure.
And the other one, nobody really likes because he's annoying.
We
maybe
hate
that's
each other.
Tommy. I don't know.
No, we all hate each other.
Yeah, you're on the right path.
Okay. But you must... Okay, so you all meet through marriage, your brothers-in-law. Mm-hmm. How long ago would you say you all met then, collectively?
Well, they... So I was like the newest almost.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've known Nick for about 11 years-ish now. I met Marcy in...
I'm more like an 8-ish year.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So quite a while.
Yeah, we're
spit it out, back. Tommy.
Sorry.
Tommy's very nervous.
Hey, that's
he's so nervous.
One beer later, he'll be fine.
I know. Yeah, you'll see.
But yeah, thanks.
Out of the brewery?
Yeah.
Trust me. But we're like SoCal, so like the way we look at it is like SoCal boys, NorCal boy.
Yeah. Okay. So Nick are the SoCal guys.
Yeah, but okay. Nick has actually been up in Sacramento for a very long time.
15 years now?
Okay.
Yeah, for work and stuff. Yeah.
So then how old's the brewery?
2 years.
Almost...
Two years. Just over. Just hit two.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, I thought you guys were around a little longer than that.
Two and a half, yeah.
Okay. So then how long ago did you three or you two, I don't know what the combo was, start talking about doing a pro brewery?
Oh, man. It goes back.
Does this date back 8 years? Like
more than that.
Okay.
For me and him talking about it, it's been 8 years. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's been wanting to do it much longer than I have.
Yeah, okay.
He's been wanting to do it 10 plus, probably.
Yeah.
So were you all homebrewers too then? Okay.
Yeah, homebrewed for a long time. Thanks, right. More Beer, for supplying a lot of my...
Absolutely.
There you go.
A lot of my equipment.
Yeah. Love to hear it.
Selfless plug. Dude. Yeah. Thanks, More Beer. Yeah.
Dude, that's what we need.
And Tommy was in the winemaking business when I met him.
Yep.
And we kind of bonded over brewing. More got into craft beer, and then he got into homebrewing, and then... Chris fell in love with craft beer when he came into the family.
Okay. We kind of transferred guy where I did a bunch of trades on Instagram.
you're that guy? You're like the black market beer guy?
100% that guy.
Straight up. The low 100%. Guy,
right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I dove in. Like, it went wild.
Okay.
7 packages a week.
What? Trading. Just trading?
Oh, it went crazy.
We hooked him.
I still have.
We hooked him because when we met, you were a Coors Light guy.
Oh.
It was just Coors Light.
I'm from the country.
Oh, so like, you went
from your city, man.
Yeah. You went 0 to 60. Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
I went full in. Just they hooked me.
What country? Where in the country?
Yuba City. So like Sutter.
Oh, I'll give you a cut. Yeah. That's the country.
Yeah, Sutter County. Let's go. Sutter County.
Yeah. Wait, is that in the, we're seceding from the country line? Yuba is, right? What's it called? What's the nation you guys are trying to build?
Jefferson?
Jefferson. Isn't that the state of Jefferson?
It's around there.
It's close, right? Come on. I'm just checking.
I mean, we all have our life there, though.
Let's
not throw anybody under the bus.
So you're not trying to secede yet or anything. Okay. One of your cousins, maybe, but not you.
Cool.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's fair. But so you start showing up at holidays or something with these boys and drinking craft beer?
They started just dragging me along to all these different places.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went off.
Okay. And then you just dove
in. Love. Yeah. It's like Coors Light's not the best beer on the planet. It's still great. Still drinking.
Was the craft beer that really turned you?
You want to say it?
It was Easy Jack.
Easy Jack.
Oh, that's a good one right there.
That was the one that got me hardcore. And then I found the Russian River beers.
Okay.
Obviously, Blind Pig into Pliny into the Younger. It just went from there. It just exploded. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did the same. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale was
Oh, dude.
I was worse than you because I'm from the desert, which is worse than the country.
So am I.
And I did natural light. Like, I was just natural. Whatever.
Natty,
we used
natty
light.
Natty's all day, dude.
Yeah, and I moved to the Bay, and every barbecue I went to was Sierra Nevada Pale Ale or Sierra Nevada Porter.
Yeah.
And the first one I had, I hated it. But, 7 barbecues later, when it's the only beer there, I loved it.
<It's the best.
laughs> And then I never went back.
Yuba's not that far from Chico. So
yeah, right.
I used to go to Chico source. All the time.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
I grew up on Sierra Nevada before I even knew it.
So good.
It's still my go-to.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Green Labels is...
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, but then you get into the trading scene. You're, like, looking for whales and shit. You're that guy.
All of them. Like the expense that my wife went through,
right?
She's like, no, this has to stop.
You're like, the budget really changed.
Almost cheaper just starting a brewery.
I'll open a brewery.
Right.
It's almost,
I'd rather spend more money on opening just a brewery. It's stupid.
So that's why you wanted to open a brewery. It was just cheaper beer.
I just fell in love with craft beer.
Okay.
I mean, I fell right in love with it.
Okay.
I still am. It's.
But Nick, you were into brewing. Like you were super into home brewing, or are you more of an entrepreneur?
More of the entrepreneur. I did home brew, but I wouldn't say I was good at it at all. I didn't. It was just a hobby that I would do every now and then. You know, once a month, kind of thing.
And Tommy, you were in the wine biz.
Yeah, I'm from Emeria, Temecula, like the desert.
Wine and beer. He was brewing too.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to Davis for Enology Viticulture for like a brief moment, and when I was a cellar rat in Temecula, then I started home brewing, and I had known Nick for a little bit, and you know, met his sister and whatever. And
I'm okay.
Like, and we had both talked about like, hey man, like one day like it'd be cool like open a thing. I'm like, I just met you, dude. Like, you know, you're cool as hell. And like,
but yeah,
I'm glad you're a Dodger fan, like myself. Sorry,
yeah, boo.
Dude, you had to bring that up.
I know. No one's perfect. I get it. But you know, and one thing led to another. My to this day, I always joke with Nick. My best Christmas gift I ever got was like a stack of books on scaling up recipes, and like Sam Kelly owns like
Brewing Up a Business, or is that what it was called?
I know. And, Lagunitas, and it was cool. I was like, Nick was like actually serious, and I didn't know that at the time. I was like, wait, you really want to do this, dude? He's like,
right,
yes, I want to own a brewery one day. I was like, oh shit. Like,
did you have the same commitment issues with his sister, or was it just the with the beer?
I was already married at the time, thankfully. Okay. So I feel like, you know, I actually told Nick when I ended up leaving wine to go into brewing as my first like official assistant brewer position. He was the very first person I text. I was like, hey man,
got a beer gig.
I was like, don't judge me on my salary, but I'm gonna send you this contract. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, dude, like I got hired as like a professional assistant brewer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I can do it. I don't want to move to Ventura at the time. Anyways,
what was the brewery?
Surf Brewing. It was don't Concrete Jungle, and then so Ventura County, like north of LA.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was the only person out of my brothers, my dad, my mom, and my wife, sister. And I was like, hey, we just had our, I looked at her and I was like, this could be a big step in my career if it ends up panning out. And I remember her saying like, dude, you're not going to open a brewery one day. Well, I was like, well, knowing your brother, he's the most tenacious person I've ever met in my entire life.
So it could happen.
And I was like, I should probably just take the step. And yeah, the only person that really like kind of gave me like the bump, like, dude,
do that,
get after it, was him.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah.
It's purely selfish.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know.
Stupid move.
Yeah. He's like, and initially, but you know, he's like, dude, you're an idiot. But he's like, you know, this could work out in our favor if we ever end up opening a brewery, which we have been talking about since I've known his sister. At that time, it was probably like 3 or 4 years. And, you know, he's been always encouraging me to like learn more, and like,
yeah,
again, going to Davis for fermentation science, all that stuff.
So how long did you end up at this assistant brewer's gig?
I was at Surf for about a year, and then I went to Island Brewing, which is up north in Carpinteria,
okay,
which is 30 minutes north of that,
yeah,
south Santa Barbara for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And then I actually stopped brewing from there, and then got my master's degree and started teaching.
Nice.
Yeah.
You always wanted this brewery, but at the time just wasn't right.
It was a lot of stuff going on.
But 2 years ago was right.
Yeah.
During the pandemic. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
we technically signed the lease in 19.
Okay. Right.
And then March or, you know, is really when it happened.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, shit, okay.
So we didn't see that coming.
Right.
Yeah.
But you signed the lease. So were you already building?
Yeah, so we signed the lease in 19, got the keys January 1st, 2020, started construction in February. And then March, April
was really
wild. What a nightmare.
And they fly me up at like, I was like, I remember texting like Nick and Chris, I'm like, hey boys, are we still? Like, I quit my job. Like, are we? Yeah. Are we? Are you guys still good? They're like, yeah, you're up in June. I was like,
am I still moving? Like, 8 hours away.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know. I got COVID. I'll call you back in 2 weeks.
Seriously. I'm like, well, I'm like, guys, I have two kids. Marcy's already his sister. My wife is like, are we still doing this?
Right.
Nick just not even like you know, a you know, eloquent sentence. It's just like, yep.
Yeah, no, you're coming. I was like, dude.
Sweet, we're doing
this thing, dude.
Right. Chris too, like,
too far in.
Yep. Okay. I was like, all right, let's go.
But you have a job, so it's easy for you to say. You're like, no, everything's fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Anyway, just cash my paycheck again. Yeah. Did you guys get investors then, or had you saved up? You've been saving up for years for this? What'd you do?
It's just us and a small business loan.
Okay.
That's it. So it's 50-50.
They were kind of giving them out during that time, too, I feel like, the SBA.
We couldn't get anything because we couldn't show loss. Because we were too new.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
we couldn't get too any new. Help from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I was on top. There, we had some family, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Close family that...
Let's drink a beer. You're making me need a beer.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Can we try
this
that?
This is not all. This
do you mind
all,
pouring not, us yeah. the hoppy pills, absolutely. Tommy? I think absolutely. We should... I'm still drinking my lager, too, absolutely. But... We can stay on the... Actually, you know what? We're going to do a side-by-side, right? Because isn't one of those your hoppy pills and then the other one's a collab of the same beer?
Pure Project, yeah.
So I'll let you go for it, Tommy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Our staple American pills are Uncle Money. There's a whole story There's that he could tell story. You about that, too.
Sounds like your uncle has money.
I wish. That's, again, a long story.
Yeah.
It's a way cooler story than that.
Yeah. And the raining money is actually... Collectively, the three of us, we were like, I don't know if you, obviously you probably know who Pure Project is
yeah.
from San Diego.
Yeah, yeah.
Their Rain is arguably one of our favorite pilsners of all time.
Okay.
And we're fortunate enough to know those guys very well. When we brewed our collaboration, we're like, dude, like, let's do a pilsner, but like maybe like a hoppy pilsner. And like their Rain, right, our Uncle Money.
Yeah.
So we're like, we should call it like Rain and Money.
Nice.
And, like, and just do like a hoppy style. And they, you know, they loved it. And,
perfect.
So for us, it's we love those guys beyond belief.
All right, well, let's do a side by side of those. Yeah, you guys. And where did you brew this one at your brewery?
Yeah, this is one of the collabs we did for our 2-year anniversary.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Check this out.
Thank you.
It's funny you guys are doing collabs already as a young brewery like that.
We've probably
it's like
done,
the new thing.
We've probably done. Over 20 collabs.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
You like the party, I guess? I don't know.
Let's be honest. That's really what collabs are, aren't
and,
they?
And it's like, it's everyone you meet in this industry has been awesome. Cool. And Tommy's known a lot of people because of his background in brewing and met a lot of people. And Chris with his trading. And it's just like, we're not afraid to reach out and ask and just be like, hey, you guys are awesome. We'd love to hang out and brew a beer with you.
Nice.
Yeah, and
that's very cool.
Just turns into fun times and good beer.
And I feel like we're pretty easy to get along with, you know?
Yeah,
like
we can see that.
Get along with pretty much anybody.
Sure.
And so that helps.
Yeah, definitely.
We just want
to
come and
Do
hang out.
Do you
want
to put this anywhere? Or?
No, you can leave them right there. But tell me about, okay, so let's start with your beer. Tell me about Uncle Money. Yeah.
Let's let Nick tell that story.
Yeah, I want Nick
Uncle
to
Money?
Tell the story, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Uncle Money is Nick's
story. So there's a few beers in a lot of our early on beers, and this is one of our first ones we ever did. My kids named them. My kids named the beers.
Nice.
And they go years back, too, because I kept them. I was like, that's a good beer name. And whenever they say stupid shit.
Oh, so before the brewery. You've just been collecting beer names.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Way before.
Just
dad life. Yeah. Dad life.
So... My brother, his name is Matt, and by the way, he does all of our can art, California artworks. Like
nice, okay.
He does all our murals. We have a few murals, and he does everything for us.
The artwork looks great.
He is insane.
He's really good.
It's really nice stuff.
But so they couldn't say Matty when they were young. They called him Uncle Money.
Okay, nice.
So I was like,
instead of Uncle Matty,
not Uncle Matty, yeah, but Uncle Matty. Money.
Uncle Money is like, that's an awesome beer name.
That is a good beer name. Yeah,
and they still call him Uncle Money to this day.
Oh, that's
14
cool.
years later.
Well, he probably likes it too. It's
he
a good nickname. Yeah.
He loves it. And so they also, and then the same daughter called one of our babysitters at the time called him a dude monster. So. That is the name of our
staple
hazy. Our flagship hazy.
That might be one of my favorite beer names of all time. And I've been doing this for a long time. Dude Monster is a fantastic name.
You couldn't make it up.
No.
Like, none of us could make that up.
You know how, and so many brewers come in here too, and they're like, you know what one of the hardest parts of our job is to keep coming up with original names, especially 100%. Now with where there's a million crap
you
brewers, right?
Ask a 4-year-old.
That's what I was going to outsource to your kids. Done.
I'll say you haven't met Nick or Chris. They both are unbelievable when it comes to like names. I'm like, hey guys, though. I need a label next week.
Some of them are so
2 seconds.
But those are some of the best ones too. Yeah. Like Alvarado Street is one of one of our like best selling beers.
Those
here.
Are the guys, dude.
We love Alvarado.
At first, I hated all their beer names. I told them this too. I was like, your beer names are stupid and ridiculous. And now they grew on me. I love them. Yeah. They're like some of my
greatest
favorite
people.
My dad's boat. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Dude, so give thanks. It's such a good beer, too. And I'm like, and you have a Norman Rockwell painting on it? It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good. Okay. So I've had them both now. I love Uncle Money even more than Rain and Money. Uncle Money is a great, this is like one of your staple beers.
Uncle Money is our staple.
It's our best seller.
This is a great Pilsner.
It's top Thank three you. Every week.
Okay. Wow. More American style pills, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to go for that.
The hoppier.
Yep. You know, noble hops. You're going to go a little bit higher on the carbonation. Mm-hmm. Whereas
a little crispy.
Yeah, you guys are targeting like STS style.
Oh, dude.
A little. Oof. Yeah. Trying. Oof.
Yeah. Hey, you're close.
God willing.
This is a damn good Pilsner.
Fun fact is you know, Vinny and I are from the same city.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
His first brewery was down there, or winery.
Yep. And his dad, Salerza Winery, I used to work at across the street at Danza del Sol Winery with his old head winemaker, who's a very good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. So when, you know, these guys got this brewery, I'm like, oh, cool. You know, Nick and Krista fly me up and like, hey, can you make sure this stuff like works? I'm like, oh yeah, sure. I'm like, this is a really nice plate filter. This is awesome. And I think one of them are like, oh yeah, apparently this is, you know, this is from like Reston River. I was like,
oh,
there's no way.
From Blind Pig.
Yeah. And Nick's like, I have Vinny's email. Like, I was like, so I took a picture of it. Like, sent Vinny. I'm like, hey, I think this is your filter. And he wrote like,
go right back.
20
he gets excited
later.
About that so shit. Awesome. Yeah.
He's like, oh my gosh.
A guy like Vinny, like getting right back to us.
Yeah.
We're pretty much best friends. Could you imagine?
Like, you know, you wonder the title was?
How
I was like,
felt?
I wrote Temecula Fellow Body. And like, just so he would like, oh, wait.
Yeah, know? Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, you don't know me. And I've met you several times at, you know, Firestone and stuff. But I'm like, my brother-in-law's both brought a brewery, and we have your plate filter.
That's cool.
And he's like, that's so cool. He goes, dude, congratulations, blah, blah, blah. You know, this, that, and the other thing. And he's like, if you need help, like, running it, like, call me.
Yeah.
Or, like, text me. And I was when I was, you know, I was like, holy crap. Like, yeah, he's a godfather.
Yeah. And but he's also a beer nerd. Like, I don't know if that's a term he used for himself, but the guy's a beer nerd.
So
we've
never
been
to
Windsor and seen his homebrew kit
right,
in the middle
of
the bathroom.
So we go, I was like, I told him, of course I dropped the evil C word. I was like, yeah, like, you know, down the road, we'd love to like work with you and maybe collab. Didn't hear back, right?
Yeah, and he's like, okay. Yeah. Settle down, Junior. Yeah.
Listen, everybody in the world wants to work with me, right?
Right, yeah.
And no, but he's his dad. I grew up in Murray, Temecula. I've been there for, you know, over 30 years.
Wait, where did you grow up? I don't think you've said it yet.
Murray, Temecula.
Okay.
The desert. Okay, so,
all right.
Where his dad owned a winery, yeah.
So I got to know the difference between these two beers. So Rain and Money is a little softer, a little sweeter, but I feel like the sweetness is actually coming from the hops and not the malt.
Hops.
So it's just is the major difference in hops? Is that what the two beers are?
We dry hopped it with some of our favorite hops, especially from like last crop. Is like we did a couple beers last year. We're like, dude. So
well, is
we,
it, we can get into Chris's, are there New Zealand hops in it?
No. But we can get into Chris's love for Citra later.
Okay.
But HPC 586 was like such a cool crop and it was supposed to be named actually last year at CBC, but never did.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually brewed with that quite a bit last year and Citra.
A bunch.
So with the Pure Boys, we're like, hey, we brewed with them back in June. And we're like, hey, like, you know, we did a hoppy lager with them.
Mm-hmm.
And
At Pure.
Yeah. And then when they came up to us, it was like, dude, we should do the same thing, but like we want to use like Citra and HPC 586. And they're like, done.
Is
like,
the base the same? Like the malt?
It's a touch different. With our Uncle Money, you know, we throw a little like not even a percentage of Munich at it.
Okay.
For the American style. With the Rain and Money, it was all pills.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're very different.
And obviously the hoppy pills, like we dry hopped the Rain and Money.
Okay.
Whereas with our Unca Money, we just do Whirlpool hops.
And you do? Dry okay.
Hop, yeah.
And it's all, did you say, noble. I think one of you said it's all noble hops too in the Unca Money?
Yeah. Unca Money's just Saaz.
Just Saaz.
Yeah.
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 They're both great. Those are good beers. Yeah, I could drink either of those all day on a boat.
Prove it.
Or not on a boat.
Prove it.
That's what it's for. That's what it's for, right?
Yeah.
Chris and I actually, the conversation the other day was like, man, I wish, like, it's funny, like, we have, you know, a lot of rain and money left, whatever, blah, 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 from our anniversary. But I'm like, that was like, I thought was going to fly. Because everyone's like, we actually had this conversation earlier. It's like, the West Coast, the lager game is now starting to, like,
yeah,
almost like make a resurgence, right?
I think so.
Almost like the hazies are kind of like, you know, whatever.
It definitely
an IPA. You guys said IPA is not your best seller.
It's up there.
Our West Coast
sure,
are
for sure.
I thought you were saying Uncle Money is.
Uncle Money is in our top three. Every week.
And as a lager, that didn't used to happen. And I lately in the past year or so, I've had several brewers come in here and say that similar.
I feel like our West Coast, our lager game is kind of like where we're known for.
Clear beer.
Okay.
Yeah. We got some lagering tanks coming too, which we're super
pumped.
So okay. Lagering's tough too. Look at you going for it as a young brewer. But I guess you've been at it for a while now if you've had the other experience.
Yeah. It's tough, but it's time consuming.
Yeah. Which is why I need
Which is why I need a lager tank so I can fast forward.
Yeah.
When it's a
tank.
It's a 20-foot tank compared to a 4-foot tank.
Right.
So now with our lager tanks, I can start pushing these things through.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay,
that way we can get some different and more beer in our glass. I'm excited to taste more beer now. I haven't had your beer before now. I'm going to be honest with you.
It's
a good start. I'm excited about it. All right, hang in there. You're listening to The Session. We're talking to Movement Brewing Company, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We are still speaking with Movement Brewing Company out of Rancho Cordova. You can go to movementbrewingco.com. Check them out. You can get their hours. You can order beer. I think you guys ship beer, too, probably just in California.
All throughout California.
So if you're all throughout California, if you want to do that, and check out some of the things that we're talking about. We're going to get into my favorite style right now. I think the pale ale, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got a pale ale and then an IPA. We'll do this segment. All right, let's do some pale ale. That sounds fun. Yeah, let's go for it. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about the history. So finally, after years, Nick, you decide it's time to pull the trigger in 2019. What changed for you to make you decide that?
There's a couple things. I know Chris was getting out of his job that he had forever as a heavy equipment operator.
Okay.
So he was looking for a transition as well.
Why? That's good money, Chris.
Was that my back?
The back injury.
That's the one thing you can't have. Yeah.
That's a good gig, though, other than that, right?
Yeah. And I love the company I worked for forever.
Okay. All right.
And the only reason I left is because it just couldn't.
The injury. Do you mind if I ask how old you are, or at least how old you were when that happened?
36 now. Mm. So that was a couple years ago. So 33, 32. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I changed tires for years.
Sure.
Truck tires, not little tires.
Yeah, truck tires. Actually,
and so I would do earth movers and shit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd sometimes send me out on that boom truck.
We did it all.
That from like 18 to, I want to say, 22, 23, when I also hurt my back and then was on.
19.
I was, oh, yeah.
19 to like 30. Yeah.
That's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got out of it. Okay.
Yeah.
So Chris is about ready to transition out. And you?
About that same time, because everyone knows I'd been talking about it for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was, but someone said, like, you'll never do it. And I said, fuck you.
Never say that.
And that was that.
It was like, Chris, we're doing this. Like, I'm finding a spot. And so it's not even a year later, we had the keys.
Wow. So you just went for it.
Yeah.
What size brew house do you have?
15 barrel.
Oh, so you didn't go. Barrel. You didn't cheap out either.
No, it was an old existing brewery and brew house that had the equipment already in there.
Oh, so you got like a turnkey ish building.
Turnkey ish.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
It was the equipment had been neglected a little bit over the last couple of years, but yes, the building and the equipment were there and installed.
That's pretty lucky.
So funny story about that too is. We were up against some pretty stiff competition to try and get that building. Yeah.
Okay.
15 other people.
Yeah.
That makes sense, especially in 2019. That makes sense.
With some existing breweries looking to expand.
Okay.
And I just told our real estate guys, like, get me and Chris in front of the landlord.
Yeah. Okay.
Get me in front of him. Let's do a and it'll be ours.
Yeah.
And we want him over.
The in person that day was, we couldn't have done a better job.
So tell me about that. This is interesting to me because I'm the same. In fact, I was going through something with the city recently, and we were going back and forth through a third party, and I said, no, just put me in front of the people.
Yeah.
We will make this happen.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, is that just, did you just feel that you had a compelling story, or is that like your forte?
It's a story for both. Sure, I think, but I'm also in sales.
So okay. Okay.
Like,
yeah.
My whole, like, everything I know is based on relationships and being able to talk to someone, do a handshake. You know, like, it's nothing's the same over email or over the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm old school, so it's almost the same thing where I don't like talking on the phone. Like, I want to meet someone. I want to get in front of them. And Nick had texted me. He's like, hey, I got to sit down. We got to win him over.
Right.
And me and him both went in with the mindset of,
We're coming out of here with a brewery.
That's number one.
If you could pinpoint or condense it, what do you think made the difference?
Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our mindset, like, we, the no fail aspect of our mindset was
okay.
We weren't questioning anything, man. We were going in. We're gonna, like, that's what the movement is.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. The name, obviously,
Yeah.
So with then your landlord, it seems like made a good move because come 2020, maybe almost any of those other people would have been like, "Well, sorry."
Well, it was two failed breweries before that.
Was it
in the same spot?
Okay.
So, yeah, he was definitely nervous.
And he told you that, like, "Hey, did he say why are you guys any different?"
He called us Third Strike Brewing before the meeting. Like,
he
was going into this like
he was
going
to sell the equipment.
How are you different?
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you told him because we just won't fail.
Yeah, we're too stubborn.
He's like, yeah, that's what
we're
one and two
stubborn.
Said. Yeah, sure. Okay, yeah. He might have believed that. You look like a stubborn guy, Chris.
Oh, my. Wait till you get him at 6 in the morning for a candy day. Woo, boy.
Yeah, okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
So the guy says...
No, he's still lovely.
The landlord says yes.
Yeah.
And the lease is on the equipment and the building and everything?
We bought the equipment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we own everything inside.
Got it. So he just cared about, like, just buy this equipment from this person and then lease this building.
Check.
Okay.
And honestly, he turned out to be the best freaking renter.
He's a great landlord.
He helped us out in the beginning, like, throttling our rent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To where he, like, worked it up to our full rent in the first couple months.
Okay.
Honestly, we've had a great relationship.
Yeah. And was he cool during the pandemic? And that's, okay. Yeah,
he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But that helped a bunch, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I don't even know your model. Do you guys have a tasting room there?
We got a big one. 7,000 square feet.
Okay.
We like to party. Like, we throw parties. Yeah.
How big is the whole building then?
The whole building's 7,000.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I'm like, man, you do like to party.
That's
But our tasting room's, what, 40%?
Yeah.
Right. Easy. Okay.
Yeah. And then we added a patio. So
50%?
There's, a little more.
What percentage you sell over the counter, do you think?
75%.
You do.
Yeah, it's a.
But that's a good. That's not a bad thing.
Oh, we love.
It was
pints.
A bad thing if you did that in 2019 and the pandemic hit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's a good thing.
We love a packed house. Dude.
Yeah,
we love it.
Yeah. And I'm thinking of the other failed breweries. Is it a spot that even needed a brewery? Like, why did they fail?
I think it was style.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
and
we
not
have our
wanting to change it with the times.
Okay. It's like old beers.
A lot of old style beer, like browns, reds.
Oh, I can't wait for an amber ale, guys.
Well, we've done an
amber ale. It was dope.
Okay.
Too.
All right.
But we do everything else too.
Like, yeah.
And also they use the space that we have. Luckily, we have Chris is good at it too, but our wives are very good with designing and maximizing space.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So we turned what. They had carved out maybe 1,000 square feet in that 7,200 for their tasting room, and it was blocked off from everything else.
Okay. Yeah,
we opened up the whole fucking thing.
So you could see. I saw that in the virtual tour, where it does seem like a cohesive space now.
Yeah. And so we're able to have a lot more people in there. It's open. There's 20-foot ceilings. You don't feel like you're in a tiny little tasting room.
Right.
It's I don't know. It's a fun place. There's always upbeat music in there whenever you walk in. That's probably a little louder than most places too. Like it's like Chris said, we like to have a good
party
time.
Atmosphere.
And then clearly there's a population. There's enough population and a community there that wanted a local brewery.
Yeah, well, so,
that's how it started. But I feel like it's driving people from out of the area now
to there.
And the city has done a great job. Yes. The city of Rancho Cordova. So we're in what's called the Barrel District. There's five or six breweries, distilleries within a couple miles of each other. So you can go up and down the road and and brewery hop, and it's easy. People do it on their bikes. So it's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
So do you feel like, well, this would be a dumb question because you opened in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask if you had immediate success, but I'm guessing you had the struggle along for a bit.
We kind of, we couldn't fully open, right?
Yeah.
So that was the struggle.
Okay. But you immediately sold beer to go, I assume. Yes, like that became your 100%. Plan, right? Okay.
Well, we weren't going to can anything to start out.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, for the first year, we're not canning. Like that. Like, we're canning our first
crowler machine, started canning everything.
Okay. Like, you bought a canning line. You didn't?
No.
Oh. Crowler machine.
Crowler machine. Okay. Yeah. And then used like a can van too?
Use can van to this day.
And hashtag loves you, Jen.
Did the community like just like, we got to go buy beer from these guys? Like, did that sort of happened throughout the pandemic when you couldn't be open, or even that was a struggle?
I mean, we did okay. It was still a struggle. I mean, Chris brought his bar from his kitchen and put it
outside.
We put the roll-up door, and we were serving room, out of this bar.
Dude, that was our bar.
The tap room wasn't done for
they shut down construction,
four
too.
4 or 5 months after we opened.
Yeah.
So we were outdoors only.
Damn, yeah.
And then construction just stopped for months.
Okay.
Months.
Do you remember the bathrooms? Like, the bathrooms would be like, they weren't even framed out, but there's just like piles of dirt.
Yeah.
People like, oh, I want a beer. I'm like, cool. It's like, do you have a bathroom? We're like, yeah, it's right there.
Sort of.
There's just like two piles of dirt.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Dealing with our contractor is also another podcast.
Meanwhile, me and Chris and Nick.
We can all talk about that.
We're playing some golden tee, just like trying to like, oh, yeah, it's over there, dude. Mm. Over, watch out for that pile of dirt, by the way.
So, yeah, it was all outdoor only, and we didn't like... So it was definitely tough, but
and you didn't have any accounts at that time. I guess they were closed too. Yeah,
there was nothing open.
No. Right. But we all said, like, we all agreed, like, we're can you cuss on this?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
We're too fucking stubborn.
Okay.
Oh my god.
But you weren't making money, to be honest. Like, you weren't in the black during that time in 2020.
No.
By the way, nobody was. So there's nothing. You know, we all weren't.
And we had no employees. It was just the us four.
That's what saved us. Is such a low overhead.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
Because we were all. That was us.
It
was
how were you working, Nick? I thought you had another gig.
It was after work. Weekends and after work.
Okay.
Like, I have my wife. Yeah. Me and Alana were full time.
Okay.
I mean. Like I said, we were too stubborn to fail.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So when things finally start to reopen, does that change a lot for you? Like immediately, or did you guys still have to kind of slow build to where you
went for it?
Okay.
Yeah. We're like, if we're allowing us to open, we're throwing parties. So
okay.
It was like,
yeah.
Right away, it was all right. Wednesday night, we're doing cornhole because we have a huge room. So we set up 4 or 5 cornhole boards, tournaments every Wednesday. We're doing trivia every Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday's live music.
We dialed it in, so it's great.
Have you been there yet?
Nice. I've never been.
Yeah. It's a huge spot.
And Saturday we'll do like a magic show or a car
comedy.
Show in the park.
Comedy. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, our house comedian was a finalist for America's Got Talent.
Oh, Mikey, is that right?
Mikey Winfield?
Shout out
Mikey.
Awesome.
He was our guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Shout out Mikey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So just went events every day, just whatever you could do. Okay.
We almost look at it like we need to throw some type of party every night. And party doesn't mean the rager. It just means like we
activity.
Need to keep people here for more than one beer that they're going to love to hang out.
Yeah.
We got four pinball machines. We got
come for one, stay for three.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was... We want people to come enjoy themselves and stay.
Yeah.
Not just a place where you take it to go beer, but it's a destination to bring your family, bring your friends, hang out. Like, have fun. Hang out with
dog
us.
Dog friendly.
Is it industrial?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Very
got
industrial.
It. But the barrel mile, is that what you call it? The barrel
district.
The barrel district is all that same type of industrial district?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. We're all a little different.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool. I think that makes
for
it.
Sure. Yeah, if you want to go there, you
everyone has their own.
Don't
vibe.
Go warehouse to warehouse.
There's different vibes for every brewery,
which is great.
Is cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this great pale ale that's in my glass. Ooh, I'm really enjoying.
Let's go Notre Dame
pale right. ale. It never fails. All right. I've been doing this. I think we're about to have the Brewing Network's 18th anniversary.
No way, dude.
In June of 23, I think it'll be 18
years.
Yeah.
No shit.
Thank you. Thank you. And pale ale is the whole time. It's still my favorite
this
style.
This is a classic just pale. Never.
Okay. AJ, can
it is a classic.
You know, it is a classic
pale.
Can I pour myself more first?
Please. Yeah.
It is a classic pale, but it does. It has new school hop.
It does. It's. I guess. Yeah. I guess on the, today's standards, it's a mix of. Both.
Okay.
That's exactly the way I went.
Yeah.
Some new school hops, but still have that caramel malt.
So the way we're looking at it, like Nick and I and Chris were like, "All right, we did this last year."
Yeah, this is our second
and second variation. But I was like, you know what? We actually talked about Sierra Nevada, like Green Label, Crystal 60, like old school pale, right?
Yeah.
But we're like, dude, like, why don't we just keep it light? Let's not dry hop it as much as our West Coast. A little bit of, so instead of using 60, we're like, oh, we use 15. Give a little bit of color to it.
Yeah.
And then last year was Centennial and HPC 586. Mm-hmm. This year we're
the
like,
goat.
This yeah,
the new
fucking
goat.
Goat. Sorry.
Can I why cuss? Do they name it that?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cuss.
Somebody's going to do that eventually.
But Nick was, and it, you know, he's like, hey, dude, like, you want to throw some Cascada this year? And I'm like,
heck yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. And I text Chris, I'm like, hey, can I throw some Cascada this? He's like, yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Nice. So it's Cascada and HBC?
Centennial, HBC 586, hot side, mm-hmm. and then all two, the those two plus Cascada on the dry hop.
Okay. But what's it called? What's the beer name?
It's Rivalry 3. It's our USC versus Notre Dame.
So we have a whole rivalry.
We have a huge rivalry
in the
series.
Family? Or,
no.
We do. Now we do. Yep. We do. We
Speaking
do.
From Southern California and Northern California, mm-hmm. we decided to start. We always go battle for sports teams.
Sure.
Dodgers, Giants.
Yeah.
Lakers, Kings.
Okay.
Rams, Niners.
49ers. So we're like, let's make a rivalry series out of this.
The only one team that we actually agree on is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Okay. But none of you are from Michigan.
No.
You just like Notre Dame.
No.
We're Irish.
Indiana.
But you're Irish. But okay, so you have no choice.
My in-laws are from South Bend, but they're Joliet, Illinois, which is right next to South Bend. So like growing up, I was like, oh yeah, I root for the Irish, but whatever.
And I mean, it does Catholic, make sense. So if you don't have an alma mater that's in Division I, you just vote by your heritage.
Yeah, I'm Irish Catholic. Yeah.
Okay,
so. Meaning both of them, I was like, wait a minute. So we all agree on Notre Dame? They're like, yeah, I was like,
We all got something.
But who do you does USC play Notre Dame?
Yeah, last week.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, they did.
Last Saturday.
Well, who do you root? How do you know who to root for?
Notre Dame.
It's Notre Dame, dude.
That's the one team we all agree on.
But I thought you, Nick, would be a USC fan.
No, I grew up Notre Dame.
Oh, Tommy was the Southern California guy.
We're both Southern California guys. However, we all agree on Notre Dame.
Okay, I see. All right. So it's always just
no one's perfect.
That trumps everything.
Yes. I know.
For lack of a better term.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the ABV on this too? Let's see, 5.3. All right, it's right where I like it. You know, a lot of times they're creeping up to six
the
and
IPA
even
standard like yeah, ABVs.
Yeah. I don't hate on it if it still tastes great. That's fine.
Jay, we're looking at more of like the to me personally is more of like kind of like getting in between both styles, like the old school pale ales to like the new school pale ales where there's no crystal malts and just huge hops.
Right.
Who wanted to go in between? Was Crystal 15 a little bit not as heavily hopped as our IPAs, but like still relevant?
This is a great pale ale.
Thank you.
How does this sell for you guys?
It's been great.
Good.
Yeah.
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 Not as well as if it was labeled an IPA.
Yeah. Not West Coast IPA.
So we just had our first ever pale ale festival here at the Hop Grenade. I've been wanting to do it for years.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking move. But it was great.
We had no money, we went under.
But because there's no I in front of it, you know, we planned for like masses of people, but it didn't happen. But the people that came absolutely loved it. And the people, the brewers above all, like almost all, we had 32 pale ales on.
That's awesome.
And everybody blind tasted. Because I didn't want this like popularity contest bullshit. Mm-hmm. So you they were just numbered 1 through 32, and at the end you submitted your vote for your one favorite pale ale. The brewers fucking loved it. Like, most bet. Of them came out. Most of them could not, by the way, guess your own beer. That's when it's completely blind, it is very hard to tell anything.
Yeah.
Although Sierra Nevada Pale Ale was on tap, and a bunch of brewers were like, "That's Sierra Nevada Pale Ale."
That's the one. Right?
It's in everybody's fridge.
That's
right?
The one beer, not even just pale ale. Just that's the one beer.
That's the beer.
Because whether it's so funny that you can recognize that even more than your own beer. Because most brewers are like, "I had that last night. Like I was drinking it yesterday." Yeah.
Green Label, dude.
It's the most notable, most influential beer. In the face of. Well, maybe the country.
Totally.
California,
the world.
But we're doing this Pale Fest again. I don't give a shit. That's how dedicated I and my team here, like everybody here loves Pale. And you're in.
Can we be invited?
It's part of why I'm bringing it up. Now that I've tasted this, you guys are in.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are. You wouldn't have won.
No.
But it's not because this isn't great.
We'll work on it then.
I'll tell you why. Everybody,
give me the
a lot of the brewers complained. They were like, well, an IPA is going to win. In other words, a low alcohol, hoppy ass.
Hoppier pale.
That's what won.
Hey, I'm going to throw that Crystal 15.
It was a great beer, by the way.
Just a mess.
It was a great pale ale. Alvarado Street won.
Yeah.
Alvarado Street won with a clear, hoppy, awesome pale ale.
And how much crystal malt?
And probably zero. But I don't think that should discourage you from entering a beer like this.
Dude.
But I'm just saying, because it's people's choice. But here's the other thing. Next year, I'm going to try to do it like the Bistro does it and have a judged panel and the people's choice.
We're coming hard for Bistro this year.
So,
are you?
We're
trying.
Nice.
All right. So for that one, right, like we had been talking about that, like North Park, Alvarado, Slice, like all of our good friends. You know, it's like... Their pale ales is literally just like Pilsner. I'm like, well, that's not. I mean, yes, in categorically, yes, that's pale.
Right.
But I'm like, the pale that we grew up with is like, oh, I'm going to throw some Crystal 60 at that.
Well, it's just changed now.
Yeah.
And
now
it's just changed. So I'm like, I'm going to throw some 15 and see what happens.
Sure. No, that's a good compromise. And we've talked about Crystal on and off on this show for years and years. My former co-hosts were better at it than me. And we've swayed in advice to homebrewers and brewers from like, no, go ahead and get rid of Crystal malt, to Tasty, who used to be my co-host here, was always like, no. You still need a little crystal in there. This whole like throw it all out with the bathwater. Don't do that.
No.
But he would say things like, "You're going to like, let's do a little Crystal 15. Don't go overboard, but something to give it a little backbone."
So the three of us, when we talk about
also
recipes,
love Tasty, like.
Tasty.
Oh my God, so good. Yeah.
Here we go. To Tasty. Yes, I feel like every time we say his name in here, we got to give him a little
freaking
toast.
A,
Tasty.
Montucky Cold Snacks. When is that coming? No? Okay. All right.
I'm out. Tony, pour me some more beer.
Well, let's do the IPA. We got time in this segment for one more beer, so I think you guys want to do the IPA, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sure.
Yeah. Is that which one you want to do? Okay.
So while I'm right here?
Yeah, here, pass it to, can you pour for us,
I can,
Chris?
Can.
Since someone pour while,
yeah.
while, because you want to tell me about this beer,
well,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Tommy, want to tell me about the beer.
Sorry, I'm going to, real quick, can I revert back to the
red thing? Yeah, no, that's what I mean, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick and I and Chris, we're all like, all right, dude, like, our Rivalry 3, like, we don't do pale ales, right, ever. It's always like West Coast, hazy, double West Coast, double hazy. So, like, the pale ale for me has been like, dude, like, and Nick was actually this last year for this one. He's like, dude, let's throw some fucking Cascade at it, dude.
Like, old
who
school.
Doesn't want to throw
school
some Cascade at it, dude? Right? So leading into what became of the Rivalry 3 into our Dank RS is like, you talk about sea hops. We, a lovely base of, you know, half two row, half pills, and then a bunch of sea hops. Chinook.
That's in the Dank
the
RS
seas,
right now?
Dude.
So, we're in the heavy seas
Chinook
right now.
Chinook is so good too.
Chinook, yeah, Columbus. Yeah. So Nick and Chris are like, hey, I want this to be dank. Can we throw some, let's throw some fun stuff at it. I was like, okay, cool. What do you guys want to do? Throw some sea hops. We got Chinook, Columbus, Centennial, Citra, and Simcoe.
Okay.
That's a nice hop.
Cryos,
that's a dank.
Cryo, but he's like, at the same time, like, let's make it fruity and like a little bit of like resinous, right? Like some dank stuff. I was like, all right, cool. So we, you know, but between the two of them, I was like, is this okay? Can I do this? They're like, yep. I was like,
Yes.
Yeah. It came out pretty dang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Is it dry hopped with all of those too?
Yes.
Okay.
And with we use Citra Cryo. Actually, I think we use Chinook Cryo and Columbus Cryo too.
I didn't even know there was Chinook Cryo.
Dude, yeah. Yakima Chief can do a lot of weird
things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is a nice, and this is a single IPA, right? Single West Coast. It's clear. Here, I can put it on the camera for you folks at home.
Yep. Our good boys at Sack Beer Enthusiasts were like, dude, like, we want to do a collaboration with you guys. Like,
a danky
West Coast. Like a dank West Coast. We're like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I mean, like, as we briefly touched on this, but Chris is what we like to call a citrus slut.
Okay.
but we can end on that.
Yeah.
But, like, everything, and I am as well. Nick is too, but he won't admit it. But
but you love Citra.
Where are we going? We all love this.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I.
But I'm saying it was like we basically was just like everything was like we have this base of like, all right, if we're gonna do an IPA, like what else?
All can the
we,
C's.
Yeah.
So, but like, you're missing one thing that most brewers, especially recently, come in here and mention. And I think you're the only guest I've had in a long time that hasn't said the M word yet.
Oh, boy.
Motueka?
Mosaic.
Oh, we have
plenty. But I am all about Motueka.
We're all mosaic. That's why I said Motueka.
But
dude, good pull, bro.
Yeah, we do mosaic in like half of our beer.
You yeah, do? Okay. That's true. All right. True. So I just haven't had it yet. Yeah, so correct. Okay.
Beer Kings coming up in a couple weeks. We'll just send them some.
A staple West Coast. That's that.
Beer Kings is just Mosaic, Simcoe, simple.
Got
Mosaic
it. Okay. Yeah, because I have brewers come in here and they're like, "Well, there's not really a beer we make that doesn't have Mosaic in it," and then it's with all these other things.
We like to be weird too. Slash. Okay.
But this is a good C beer. All the C's, right? Is there one hop in here that isn't a C? Oh,
the Simcoe.
Simcoe.
The Simcoe. That's right. Yeah, just has a good sound.
Yeah.
All the C's and Simcoe.
Well, it's like, I'm in the C's, like, I also want to throw Citra in to A, appease my brother-in-law, B, create some sort of, like, citrus round out of the beer itself.
Yeah.
Because, like, Chinook Columbus, you're looking at...
Is it even amounts of all of them?
No. Chinook Columbus, yes.
There's more Simcoe than anything.
Heavier.
Citrus. And then on the dry hop with, like, Cryo and, like... Lupamax, that stuff was like Citra and Simcoe to bring out more of like that fruit forward tropical notes.
Newer style.
Newer style. Exactly.
Is the Cryo, what's the format? I've never even seen a box of Cryo. I know what it is, but is it dust?
No, it's the same. It looks like a T90 pellet.
So it looks like a pellet. Okay.
But you're losing 40% of the actual green matter that's typically...
In a regular pellet. Okay. Correct. Yeah.
So instead of being like, oh, hey, Nick and Chris, is it cool if I spend $1,000 on Citra for these T90s or for 44 pounds, or I can do 22 pounds of Citra Cryo and it's the all same. Lupulin and myrcene, all that, all the fun oils.
Okay.
That we like,
okay. Right? And is there even a bittering hop in this beer? Is there like a 60 minute hop?
For dank?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dank we typically, we'll roll through some like Simcoe, Warrior, Chinook for like first wort.
Yeah, okay.
You guys know. What are our IBUs on a single? 65-ish? Single West Coast? 65-ish.
60? This has a pretty strong perceived bitterness to me.
So 65, 70-ish.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to get us to another break.
Cool.
Yep. Mostly because I want to try and learn about the 12 hops of Christmas, which I think we have on tap, right? Didn't you guys send us that?
You got it.
Okay.
That's Nick.
Yep. So
Nick's all about that.
That is Nick's dream boat.
This is Nick's.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not dream boat, but you brought it into
love child.
Yeah.
fruition.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to try the 12 hops of Christmas, and then I think... a barrel-aged Saison. I want to try that. Yeah, we'll run out of time before too much more, but I want to get to that too.
Cool.
So hang in there. You're listening to The Session, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to The Session. Thank you for hanging out with us. We are hanging out with Movement Brewing Company. We've got some more beer to try. But real quick, I got to let you know about a special beer that came out today. It won't be today when you're listening to this podcast, but if you're watching live, it's today, December 1st. From 21st Amendment, it's their mouth-watering seasonal classic, Hell or High Pomegranate. Just hit the brewery today. You could have gone and picked it up on December 1st. By the time you hear this podcast in a few days, you can probably get it on the shelves. It's an American fruit beer with real pomegranate juice, which brings out those fruity and slightly tart notes that blend together with soft malt and biscuit flavors. It's a great beer. Available now in six packs and 19.2 ounce cans. So, and by the way, you can tell your friends, like if you're just looking for an excuse to drink beer, just tell them that pomegranates are a superfruit and you're doing your body good. Check them out. 21st Amendment. You can go to 21st-amendment.com and get that beer in your gullet. All right. So we are still drinking beer with the movement, folks. And yeah. I have probably the haziest beer I've seen in a long time in my glass. 12 Hops of Christmas. And unless you're just fucking with me, it probably has 12 hops in it.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was it just the idea like, hey, let's just go for this. It's the 12 days of Christmas. Why not do this?
Yeah, that definitely played a part in it. And I remember we were at the Untapped Festival in San Diego, and we were talking with Mac from North Park, and one of their beers that we loved, he named off like 9 hops that were in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit.
Right.
I had no idea you could even do that.
Yeah.
And so like, a month, 2 months later, it's like, fuck it. Let's do two. How many? What do the hops look like in the walk-in, Tommy?
I was like, we got enough.
You got 12.
Yeah.
How many did you have, just out of curiosity, do you think? If you had wanted to do 17 hops. Okay.
So you were 14, right there. 16 hops. Yeah. And like, there's, right. there's,
but that doesn't make
I like
sense.
To call it, like, I like to call it like our meatloaf hazy, right? You clean it out the fridge.
That's a great
name. But it worked, and meatloaf's delicious.
The casserole.
It just worked.
And an amazing singer. I mean, let's revert it back.
R.I.P. Meatloaf.
R.I.P.
Like,
Meatloaf.
It was our meatloaf hazy.
All right, I'm going to give you my honest right now.
Oh, please.
Boy. Here he goes.
I'm 3 sips in. The first sip, I was like, no, I don't know about that.
Cool.
Second sip, what is that? There's something I'm trying to pick out. Third sip?
It's meatloaf.
Now I'm in. Because now I'm actually able to, I'm picking out a bunch of different things. And this, of course, is both the genius and the problem with a bunch of hops in a beer, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. Is if it becomes too muddled, 100%. Well, then you didn't really do anything cool.
Right.
But as I got, and by the way, for me, a lot of beers are, you shouldn't judge them until you get to the second or third sip. I have a bunch of beers where I'm like, I don't know.
I'm a half pint guy.
And before you get to know it, right?
I don't like flights.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
say it right.
Best palate. Best palate in California.
Is it?
Chris
has the smell. I can't smell at all.
Best palate in California.
You lost your smell?
Lost my smell like 6 years ago.
Jay, best palate in California? This man right here. And I have to work for this man.
You're like Dewey Cox. You lost your smell.
100% Dewey Cox.
We call it the tongue nose.
Okay. I see. Okay.
And so.
Wow.
It picks up stuff.
So, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, it's a dangerous move to.
It is. It's wild.
But now I'm into it.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
starting to pick out a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Like, at first I was like, there's literal like orange juice, not citrus. I'm like, there's some orange juice.
Yeah, we love Valencia oranges. Chris can attest to that.
There's
not
in there, but I do.
There's actually not any in there, but yeah.
And then there's some pine that I'm picking out. There's about 4 other citrus, stone fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
So it kind of runs
and tropical
to the camera too. So folks at home, I'm holding up to the camera in front of me.
All the parameters of a hazy IPA, right? Like,
yeah,
all the flavors you ever had in the hazy IPA, you kind of as it opens up, it's you get different flavors. It's kind of fun to actually drink it fresh, cold, and then as it kind of opens up, you're kind of getting the rest of the flavors like throughout.
Yeah, I think that's it does sort of start to just show up on the back of your palate that, which again is the risk, because sometimes it wouldn't if there's too much stuff. If it's a kitchen sink beer, it's like
a hot burn or
like almost every home brewer's second or third beer was just a kitchen sink. You're like, god, and you throw everything in it. Dude, well, there's nothing left there.
Big nose turkey
for the
IPA
for the back of your
and just so you know, not all 12 hops are equally. There's not equal amounts.
So
smart move.
It's a very smart.
Yeah.
We like to.
What are the 12 hops? Who wants to tell me 12 months? Who can fire them off?
Where's the label?
We need the label. They're on the label.
Chris, go for it.
But we don't have the label because I have it on tap.
Okay, it's ready? Very like Citra.
HBC.
HBC heavy. I'll say that.
Yeah. Set those two hops so,
wait, okay, then let me ask you this. Are there a couple hops that you just threw like a handful of pellets in?
Salt,
oh, okay. All right. 100%.
All right. We salt
I see you. I see you.
We had to have salt bay. Hey, like,
yeah, we had a
that
salt.
That makes sense.
We had a hot bay everything, dude.
That makes sense. Okay.
Because you had to make it like.
You couldn't do equal parts. There's no way.
Hold on.
It would be.
You have to make a palatable. You have to make,
it still wouldn't be ready. It wouldn't even be meatloaf. Then.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to make it palatable. I'm not going to throw a bunch of Himalayan sea salt in a beer and be like, oh, shit, I forgot my pepper.
I love. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, dude, like, we were making a base.
So then how many do you think are a proper portion, would you say? Right? Like a noticeable amount. How many of the 12 are a noticeable amount?
I see four.
Of quantity. Okay.
Yeah, I would call four out.
Nice.
We
you guys should run a contest at the pub.
Who's on what? Yeah.
Well, just who what can hops? Guess him. It's almost like it's like a bracket challenge, but
who's
just
on,
like
who picked out first?
Whoever gets the closest to the correctly to the 12 gets gets free beer for
like to the hop editions.
Day. Yeah. Yeah. Like what the 12 hops are.
What are the percentages?
No. Oh, no, that's too hard. Just literally.
That's way too hard.
Well, you guys, unless you have them listed in the tap room.
We don't.
Yeah. Just go like, here's a piece of paper or whatever. Guess the 12 hops. At the end of December, whoever's the closest to all 12 gets a gift card. I would like to participate in this, is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Anybody that comes into the tap room.
The Brewing Network Challenge.
We're in.
If you can get all 12 hops, just give them a gift card. You don't have to give away the form. You know, just buy them a beer. I don't know what.
Yeah, perfect.
But I would do, if I was there with my friends, I would do it, and then I'd go find somebody. I'd be like, listen, me and my friends played this stupid game over there. Could you please tell me how close we are to correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What's a good beer?
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
This is a
thank
good
you.
And so
and,
you guys,
and to be fair, if I may interject in front
of
my boys,
to be fair. Yeah.
No, like I mean, hazes have been a thing of staples for the last 5 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When I was brewing, these guys were like, "Hey, Tommy."
No hazies?
I quit brewing professionally back in like 2016, 2017. I had other endeavors until
teaching.
This a-hole's like, hey dude, I finally did it. I'm like, did what? He's like, me and Chris are opening a brewery. I was like, well, good for you, dude.
We did this story in the first segment.
I'm busy teaching.
But it's like, do you know how to make hazies? I'm like, mm-mm. Nope. I know how to make lagers and like West Coast IPAs and like porters.
So, hazies
and, like,
are hard to make. That's a learning curve right there.
Well, we have talked about this. It's such a unique balance of sweetness, pH, turbidity. And for us, the three of us, we have been, and mostly him, has been more of the... I don't want to say judge, but like Chris can't smell.
It's got no smell.
Yeah.
Dewey Cox can't smell.
But my favorite palate to this day, and judging any beer I've ever made,
it's still
I love you,
Chris.
Nick, is Chris.
I don't care.
And you like? And are you a hazy fan, Chris?
Yes. Well,
he used to be.
Okay.
Yes.
Not so much anymore.
Now but you're a little more West Coast.
But here's the thing.
What's happening across the board.
He has a fantastic palate with hazy beers because he can't smell. So like whenever, and Nick can attest to this too. Like I'm like, all right, cool. Nick's like, yo, this is dope. Like it's good. It'll work. You know, this guy's like.
But there's like a great hazy. Like
I'm like, what? What
Brewhouse
happened?
Brewing. Have you heard of Brewhouse Brewing?
Brewhouse.
Sam.
Our buddy, Great Ocean, now Brewhouse.
Okay.
Just moved over to
Living House.
Living House.
Okay.
In Portland.
Okay.
If you haven't, the best hazy IPAs
you'll ever have in your entire life.
Okay.
You've heard of Brewhouse.
This guy's crushing hazies.
I'm not a hazy hater. Some of my team here at the Brewing Network and the Hop Grenade, they are. They're not my preference always. I mean, I'll go for a clear beer first every time. But I don't. If someone hands me a hazy beer, I'm going to drink it. And you know what? I don't know. 60. I'm like wavering between 50% and 60% of the time. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
This is one of the times I'm happy with it. This is a good hazy beer.
Yeah.
So
this is on Nick.
But I do think that it's changing back to clear beer.
Yes.
Right? Like even you just said, oh, we used to be. And now you're kind of more a little more West Coast. So
we were just talking about that.
And it's just like palate fatigue a little bit you get.
Yep.
Same reason that lagers, I think, are, and your gut. Yeah.
Sure.
Especially as, I don't know if you guys are there yet, but as we get older, the gut also changes. And you're like, shit, I almost just need like a cocktail real quick, even to get away from beer for a second.
Maybe like a glass of water.
Yeah.
If I'm at Nick's house on a Saturday night, I'm getting whiskey genders and a glass of water. That's it. Yeah.
So, you guys want to play a little game with me?
Sure.
I just threw it to you. It's not even a game. It's just I came across this article today. You guys seem like it'd be fun to do, mostly because you're a beer nerd. And then you've already thrown out some beer terms over there, Tommy. So I found this article on Punch. It's punchdrink.com. We'll give them credit for it, punchdrink.com. And it was about like modern beer terms. And a bunch of them like would be too simple, like, oh, dank and you know, just like describe, which is cool. Juicy. Like, I'm sure that's who this article is for. Yeah. But I found some that would be fun. So this is a bunch of words that are used in packaging. And I'm going to say the word and see if you guys know what it is. It's all like formats.
Like
a bomber. This one's easy. Everybody knows. What's a bomber?
If I get this wrong,
22-ounce bottle.
Thank you. Yeah. So it's things like that.
If I get it wrong, can you cut it out?
No, absolutely not. I actually will emphasize it.
And you're fired.
Right. You realize that?
No, but some of them aren't like craft beer.
You realize I work with my brothers, right? Like I can't.
Like yeah, I'll get, you know, the couple of warm ups. You know, like a long neck.
Yeah,
Coors Light,
like a Bud Light bottle.
It's just a 12-ounce bottle with a long. Right. Yeah. Okay. How about
if I don't say anything, I'm still in the right?
Yeah.
Here's a couple tough ones. I think. What about a stovepipe?
That's a heater.
What's a stovepipe?
A hat. Abraham Lincoln.
I didn't know this one either, and especially because it's a newer format. Stovepipe is
that the 19.2?
Bam! There we go.
Oh, that's right.
I was going to say that.
That's the 19.2.
I was going to say the big
Nick,
can.
Nick, no, that's the Colt 45s that we're talking about.
No.
Pulled it out right there. No, that's like the new tall can.
Yeah, they're 19.2s, right?
21st Amendment does a lot of 19.2s.
Yeah, there you go.
It's kind of like...
Our boys.
Yeah.
Glory does a bunch of
it might. I don't know if it's like the next format, but people are starting to like it.
Brass Monkeys?
All right, here's what I think should be an easy one. What about a stubby?
What's 12-ounce.
12-ounce, but what? Like, name the brand that uses a stubby most. It's not listed here, but I, like... It is a 12-ounce. It's a glass bottle.
The Mickey's?
A beer brand?
That's a grenade.
Yeah.
Beer brand?
Yeah, that like, I think is iconic for the stubby.
Coors.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not Coors.
I don't know.
You want a vacation there, I'll tell you that. Where it's made.
Red Stripe, baby.
It's the Red Stripe. That's the stubby.
But doesn't Coors have that too?
The little bomber bottles with the twisties?
Yeah.
That's
well, they might have.
Banquet.
Here's
banquet,
one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What's a pony?
Pony keg?
No, it's not a keg. It's still a personal package. And I wonder if this is what you're thinking of. I've never seen one. Apparently, a pony is a 7-ounce glass bottle. Used by macro brewers, according to PortsDrink.com. Oh, yeah, like those
the
mini
Corona
bottles. Maybe it's that.
Coronitas,
it's
good.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
It's gotta be.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is in here? Oh, okay. Here's another one. This one's supposed to be new. What about a nip?
That's not appropriate.
An MIP. It cannot be, but in this.
I heard of a nip slip.
It's AKA a shorty. According to PortsDrink.com, it's an 8-ounce can that they say is a growing trend.
Like a seltzer thing?
Has anyone seen an 8-ounce can?
No. Seltzers, maybe?
8-ounce
can.
Inappropriate.
All right. What about... Now we're going to go pouring. Like either this is either a glass or the tap that it comes out of.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Do you know what a stange is?
Yes. For Kolsch.
There you go. All right, one for Tommy. Do you know what a Willie Becker is.
Oh, man.
Old Willie Becker.
Good the man. Old
you
Willie
should
Becker.
Know the Willie Beckers.
Yeah, I think he was best friends with my grandpa.
Yeah.
They used to go ice fishing together.
Definitely did. And then they invented the Willie Becker.
Yeah. From you,
which, the way you're describing it, is like a elk skin pouch.
The old Willie Becker. The old Willie Becker.
Right. The Willie Becker is like that kind of American Pilsner glass.
Oh my gosh,
it's like not a big old tall one like the Germans use, but it's almost the same shape.
Okay.
That's, and it's not made out of deer or anything. So.
Goddamn Willie Becker.
Goddamn Willie Becker, dude.
All right, there's no more good ones than that. There's a couple in techniques, but I think you guys know that. HDHC, it's a technique. What's H? This one threw me like
smoke?
A couple weeks ago. It's a brewing technique. And it's often now, I've seen, I got stumped on it. It's listed in the beer description. So similar DDH.
Yes. It's, God, it was just on a beer I had.
It was
on
a beer label. Hopping technique?
Yeah. Yes. It's hop.
Yes.
It stands like for the... something. It's an acronym.
It is an acronym.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fuck me.
Similar to DDH.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know what the difference is, but I'm sure some brewer
can
tell me.
Can you repeat the actual?
It's,
I'm going
to
It's a multiple dry hop technique.
Kinda.
I forget. How
about we start with the last two?
I learned this like a month ago, and then I already forgot it.
So it's HD, and the last two are HC. The last two are hop charge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a high
density.
There he goes.
High density hop charge.
The high density hop charge.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yes.
So I just learned this probably a month ago, but I saw it in a beer description.
Yeah.
So stupid there, though.
But what's the difference between HDHC and DDH?
I think it's a bigger. It's a bigger.
It's even more than DDH.
So if you're looking at density, as far as like you had to consider molecular weight, all. You know.
Well, according to Punch Drink, it's a term that was coined by Brooklyn's Other Half Brewing to describe a method of maximizing hop character with various products like Incognito and Cryo.
Yeah.
There
you go.
Actually, yeah, Other Half.
We do
for a while.
Is there an all the above?
You do? Yeah. All right, here's one I really wanted to get to. Now, these are all beer culture terms. So let's see if we can figure out what they...
This should be you, man.
Don't put
beer culture.
Yeah, this is Chris. Chris. Hot spot. Hot seat.
Does anybody know what a boss pour is?
Boss pour is all the way to the top.
That is what it is. Yeah, it is. It's leaving no room for head.
Yeah, no head.
At all.
No head, no glass.
You can breathe, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Chris loves him a boss pour.
I've had some.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
All right, we all should know this. What's a drain pour?
Drain pour is when it's gross.
It's so bad, you got to dump it out, right?
Okay, yeah. So Chris is going to
ask. Beers.
Okay, there's that, too.
Actually, luckily, we have not had a lot of those.
We've had
Thank
two.
God.
Three.
What is a kill shot?
Kill shot's
you
when you have the
this.
Cans lined up when they're all empty.
Christopher Shipley, how do you know this?
He's from the culture,
because,
man.
Because he was getting a
Shipley,
box of beer delivered a week.
This
of course,
is where I started.
Chris,
his Instagram
how do you know
is
this,
full
dude?
Of, if you go back 2 years
Nick,
before
you know
the brewery, his Instagram's full of kill
you
shots.
Know
17,
I don't know that one.
2017-18.
I don't know that shit.
It's all
this
kill
was
shots.
My, Ship brews, right there.
Ship
That's all it was.
I don't know this. This is
okay,
amazing.
We're gonna. So far, you're perfect game on this category.
He's 10 for 10.
So we're gonna stay with Chris. No one gets to chime in.
Yeah. Me and Nick are. Yeah, we're out, dude.
Just this. Drink. I'll throw you a softball. What's
don't
a
say cuvee?
What's a mule?
A mule is where you're.
That's Chris.
You're grabbing. I was a mule.
Yeah.
For certain breweries, yeah, it's where you're a home brewery where you. Send
his
it
name
out
is Christopher.
Yeah, you're the one capturing the haul, right? Yeah.
That was a meal.
What is line life?
That's when you're in the line waiting for a bottle.
Holy cow! How do you know this, dude?
Before I was a Moxa member, I lived the Moxa
line life.
Yeah. You did live the line life.
Nick, is this the first you've heard of
this, too? Yeah, I didn't know.
I did not know this.
I gotta admit, some of these terms I have not heard.
So
got you.
This is amazing.
Ah, okay. I'm going to be impressed if you know this one, especially because you participated in it. What's a porch bomb?
Porch bombs, when you have a
package. He knows exactly what that
from
is.
From someone else, it's usually USPS. It's mailed to your porch.
Yeah.
From a different...
Oh, my God.
From a different county or...
Dude, this guy was a traitor, man.
I didn't know there was a traitor lingo, though.
Oh, dude. Bombs,
that's
dude.
A full-on porch bomb.
I used to get 7 bombs a week.
Dude, I didn't know you was even trading beers until, like, one day. I was in SoCal. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sending these electric beers to, like, my buddy in Yuba City. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, his name's Chris. I'm like,
oh, I know that guy.
I was like, wait, I know a Chris in Yuba City. He's like my brother-in-law. He's like, nah, you don't. I was like, okay. Are you sure?
I have one more for you. And ooh. If you get it, you will have pitched a perfect game.
Okay. Let's go.
You're going to have mad bummed us right now. Madison Bumgarner right now.
Fuck mad bum.
What is a ticker?
Oh, it's when you tick something off your list, right?
Yeah, I'll give you that. You can elaborate a little more.
You have like a bucket list type stuff, and you like get something off your list where you like drank it or had it,
yeah,
or visited it.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna judges. Judge. Here we go. Okay. Here's it. He's right, but someone more interested in the endless pursuit of new hyped beer over simply drinking what they like is a ticker. Cool. Do we think he's close enough for the perfect game? So is that pitch that's just on the bottom
corner? No hitter, but not a perfect game.
Okay, so we're giving him half a point on that. Yeah. All right, round of applause right now for Chris.
The second baseman made an error, and he got the next guy out.
I'll take that. Yeah,
dude, you nailed it though. That's your category.
Well, he's a professional. He was a professional baseball player.
That's so funny.
Starting on the bottom.
When I was reading this list, I was like, I don't know, what's up with these kids these days? I didn't know it was a language, but here you are. And you're like, oh, no, hell yeah. That's a porch bump.
That's how I got into it.
That's my one favorite one.
You got the, oh, yeah, there's all kinds of lingo.
Wow. All right, I might have to help you. I might have you help me develop a new Brewing Network game.
Yeah, you want to get some trades going on? What do you want? Let's get it.
I got channels.
What stadium?
I got channels.
So good. All right, gentlemen, that's about... Oh, no. I was going to cut us off, but, oh, shit, I didn't bring in enough glasses for the smoke saison.
It's all good. We could do it post-show.
We'll do a post-show, and then you guys come on next time. We'll talk more beer. Is that all right with you guys? Perfect. We're up against the time anyway, so
I did want to get to that.
We'll do a post-show. Maybe we can share it with my staff then, too.
Honestly, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you for being here, guys.
It means a lot. We see the pictures of Brindelson and Vinny on here, and we can't believe we're part of the same podcast. So
you know,
it means a ton to us.
You did a great job. It's a fun show.
Tell Vinny I said hashtag desert life. Hashtag Temecula, dude.
Also, real quick, I need to let you know about a new partner of ours, Not Rocket Science Trivia. Go to notrocketsciencetrivia.com. They're focused on breweries and beer bars like us. It's a trivia night. You guys do a trivia night.
We do
a trivia night here. According to studies, sales revenue increased by like 300% on trivia nights compared to... normal weekday nights. So Not Rocket Science Trivia's games are made for everyone to enjoy. You don't have to be a genius to win. Their games are live and in person. They provide the host, game, sound system, paper, and marketing. There's really no work for anybody at the tap room or the brewery or the bar. So you can just like let them come in and do it. Go to notrocketsciencetrivia.com. There's no money that you have to put up front. There's no upfront financial risk. You can check it out. There's no contracts. Go to notrocketsciencetrivia.com. Click on the Hire Us tab. And when you get there and you're going to sign up, let them know you heard about them on the Brewing Network when they ask you, how did you hear about us? So it sounds like a cool thing. They're going nationwide right now. And I know a ton of breweries who are starting to do trivia. I know breweries who it's their busiest night of the week when they do it. Is that right? Yeah. People love trivia. Go to notrocketsciencetrivia.com. And when you get to the How Did You Hear About Us tab, tell them it was on the Brewing Network. All right, boys. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
Go to, what's the website? Give it to me real quick.
MovementBrewingCo.com.
That's right. And you can visit them in Rancho Cordova. You get the address on the website. Sounds like there's a party almost every night of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to come check it out. I got to come hang out with you guys.
Please.
Will my RV fit in the parking lot so I can actually party and then just sleep there?
Okay. It's been done.
You got a big old... It's been done. All right, I love it. That's my MO right there. All right, folks. We'll be back next week with Oakland United Brewing Company out of Oakland, obviously, and hanging out with them. And lots more to come here on the Brewing Network. Thanks to our sponsors, Williams Brewing Company, More Beer, the 21st Amendment, Beersmith. Go get the Beersmith Brewing Software at beersmith.com. You get a free 21-day trial, so you never have to take my word for it. I know a bunch of pro brewers who use it, too. Great people over there. And, of course, they're our sponsors, so they deserve your support. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care of yourselves and your beer. The Session is a production of the Brewing Network and brought to you by More Beer. Check them out at morebeer.com. Find more content and live video of this show on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/brewingnetwork. For sponsorship opportunities and information, please reach out to advertising@thebrewingnetwork.com. To reach our hosts, contact feedback@thebrewingnetwork.com.